Texans Daily deals with the captains. Some new ones added to Andre Johnson, Matt Schaub, Antonio Smith, Brian Cushing, and Tim Dobbins.
And on special teams, it was Keogh. And on offense, it was Chris Myers. On defense, it was J.J. Watt. So I like doing it the halfway mark because your teams are always different. And, you know, it kind of lets the guys stand up and say, we see what you're doing. You're leading us in the right direction. Keep doing it. And I think they picked three great players there. I had a lot of guys get votes.
Defensive end J.J. Watt talked about that honor and what it's like to have a C on his jersey now.
It's an honor. Obviously, more than anything outside of this room, more than any media member can say anything about me, first and foremost is always the respect of your teammates, and so that's why it's such an honor. And I'm going to do every single thing I can to make my teammates proud every single week and help this team win games.
A statistical oddity happened Wednesday. Whitney Mercilus gained another sack. He had two, actually, in the game against Buffalo and described what happened on the strip sack play that was called against Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Yeah, I mean, I was notified this morning.
What'd you think about that?
Oh, it was awesome, you know. I was pretty happy about it, you know, to get like three sacks in two games. So, you know, add to my total or whatever. So, I mean, that was all I wanted to do. No, I didn't know. Yeah, when they counted it as a tackle, I was like, whatever. But
quarterback Matt Schaub explained why Chris Myers deserves to be called a captain.
I think it was the same way last year, you know, with Chris. You know, he was voted midseason, you know, to be an additional captain. But that's the way he is year-round for us. You know, he's the leader of one of the leaders in the locker room, a vocal guy, you know, who gets everyone organized offensively up front and makes all the calls. So, you know, he's been a leader around here for a few years now.